Several years ago, I had just returned from a European business trip that had involved a few meetings with partners from multiple countries. The meetings were in regard to a large project, and at the last meeting, I had discussed with a number of these colleagues some detailed items and actions required. I'd taken extensive notes and had agreed to email and confirm all the details upon my return home. I'm usually meticulous in keeping all my papers together, so I was horrified when I returned to find that I couldn't locate my notes anywhere. Relying on human memory to call up information just wasn't working. But I've come to deeply appreciate what I've learned in Christian Science about an entirely different concept of mind. In the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, Mary Baker Eddy explains that, in fact, God is mind, the all-knowing, ever-present intelligence. This mind doesn't need to remember, as it is infinite and forever includes every good and right idea. It is always at the point of perfect knowing. What does this have to do with us? Science and Health explains that man, a term that includes each of us, is the full and perfect expression of mind. So, as we acknowledge this, we all can expect to express this clarity of intelligence and knowing, and to see this evidenced in our daily experience. I started to really pray, acknowledging that right at that moment, divine mind knew everything there was to know about its divine creation, and affirming that I could expect this fact to provide a tangible answer for me. As I prayed, I felt a strong impulse to sit down and email my colleagues with all the details as promised. I sat down and started to type an email to my colleagues outlining what I thought we had agreed upon. As I kept typing, new points came to mind. When I reviewed the finished email before sending, I realized that everything we had discussed was now correctly recorded, and colleagues later confirmed that this was their understanding too. It was awe-inspiring to recognize that although I never did find my notes, I had indeed found the ideas I needed to communicate. The papers proved to be unnecessary in this case. I'd seen that I can trust divine mind to reveal just what is needed. By acknowledging divine mind's harmony and allness and letting its divine light into our consciousness, we naturally let go of foggy thinking or the fear that we don't know what to think or do. We realize that we're governed by God, divine mind, not by a brain. It's as though a light has been turned on in our thoughts that illumines the way forward. There have been examples of this for millennia. Throughout the Bible, from the Hebrew Scriptures to the New Testament, countless individuals, including Christ Jesus and his faithful followers, acknowledged and experienced the great wisdom and knowledge of God. For example, the book of Daniel puts it this way in the New Living Translation: "Praise the name of God forever and ever, for he has all wisdom and power." And the Apostle Paul marveled, as the King James Version puts it, "Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God." Now, that's not to say that God knows everyday human details, such as what a specific phone number is, or even that we have phone numbers. But he does know us each moment as his complete, flawless expression. And when we turn to God and accept this spiritual fact, we find we have the clarity and receptivity to know what we need to know in our day-to-day lives. I have quite some way to go before I can fully demonstrate the promise of acknowledging and mentally yielding to God as the only mind, but the realization, even in a modest way, that the oneness of mind and its fully known idea, which we each spiritually are, can never be unraveled, has often enabled me to find a clear way forward in both my personal life and my work. It's so freeing to know that rather than having to mentally dredge up information, we can consistently and calmly turn to God to know clearly whatever we need to know.